Ramos Trees, this is Travis.
Hey, Travis, it's Andy here again with Local Splash.
Okay, hold on one second.
Yes, sir.
All right, Fish, you there?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so I've got Andy with Local Splash on the other, on a conference call. So basically, one of the bad reviews that I saw said that they weren't able to get verified. And when I talked to him about that, he said that that can happen if the information doesn't all match. So what I need to do is set this up as Ramos Lawn and Tree under your company. They'll advertise under Ramos Trees for me, but the whole thing will be set up under Ramos Lawn and Tree with your EIN and all of that so that we can get it legitimized by Google.
Okay.
Do you have any questions for him? Fish?
Yes, sir.
No.
Put you on the spot.
Yeah, I don't even know where to go. I don't know what your system is, and I don't know what you need from me. So, no, I don't have any questions. Not yet.
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward. We're just going to verify the advertising under the business name that you have your licensing under, and then we're just going to display his name whenever someone sees the ad or the listing. So there's no damage done or anything like that. It's just to get the verification process done so we could advertise Travis's platform.
Okay. But so what if I have other advertising through Google?
Oh, good question. Good question. So did you already had Ramos Lawn and Tree Service verified before?
I'm sure.
Yeah, we'll definitely kind of look into it. I mean, of course, there's also other ways that we could do as far as verification. But we could definitely kind of put it as like a secondary location as far as so it doesn't conflict with the current listing that you have. So that's an option that we could do for you guys as far as two locations, two different numbers, and advertising two different sites. So it doesn't conflict.
How would that work with one business address?
Good question. So it'll probably have to be under either Travis's home office or your home office if that's not already registered with Google. But, of course, we wouldn't display or advertise, you know, your guys' home office. It'll just be the city and state and zip code.
I mean, we can give a second address. The issue I'm seeing is the insurance paperwork and everything like that is listed for the first address. Can we get a COI?
What? Yeah.
I'm asking you, Fish, could we get a COI with a different address? That wouldn't change the address of the business.
Yeah, that's don't have nothing to do with it. The COI is for the address
right.
of the
individual I get that
we... That don't have nothing to do with it. I mean, you could even have the same name with the same... different name with the same address. It shouldn't... It should affect it. Just make sure it's advertised as reach out to the market person.
Yeah,
I guess it don't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. As long as it's a different address and a different phone number we're advertising, it could be up there also. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but Andy, as far as getting verified, if he's already verified through Google, is there any reason that they wouldn't verify him again?
Not at all. Not at all, because it's a second location that we're claiming as far as for the business.
Okay. All right, Fish.
Okay, buddy.
Thank you, bro.
Right.
I'm here, Andy.
Awesome. Yeah, great questions. No, absolutely. I know how that's kind of concerning. But, yeah, no, that's what we'll do here, just to kind of get over the verification thing. Of course, if he used his address, use his, it'll be your home office that we'll use just to kind of get it verified at a different location. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. And that's not a problem?
Not at all. Yeah, not at all. And it wouldn't be advertised also. We wouldn't show, like, your home as far as the address. It'll just be the city and state and zip code as far as what's displaying as far as with the ads. We could even hide the whole address completely if you like. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, that doesn't matter to me. So my primary concern here is making sure that we are able to get verified some way, somehow, and it's not I've made a payment and now nobody wants to answer the phone or figure out how to get this done.
Yeah, no, no doubt. Yeah, that's the first thing we'll do. We're going to have a client interview next, which is scheduled out to whatever time best fits your schedule, of course. And we're going to walk you through the verification, the secondary verification. It should go 100% smooth because I'm not seeing that he even has a Google listing up and running when I did a search for his name. So we'll just kind of make sure. If not, we'll verify it. If not, it'll be just a second location to his verified
listing. Okay. So to clarify that, I don't believe that he has Google ads running. He has Facebook ads running.
Oh, got it. Yeah, then he's fine. Yeah, if he doesn't have any Google ads or Google listings or anything like that, it shouldn't be a hiccup at all.
I believe he's been Google verified in order to A2P verification.
Okay. Okay, no, that's fine. Yeah, we can definitely kind of use it as a secondary location as far as, you know, the number, the address, and it'll be advertised as Ramos Tree Service instead of what his is advertised as. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
And we've got quite a bit of videos and pictures and all that kinds of stuff to make the ads.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's what we like to hear. Yeah, we'll have a client interview with the technician.
Yeah, we've even got Harley's son is a teenager or young early 20s, and he has been taking our stuff and trying to create reels to turn into ads because he does that all kinds of that stuff on social media and is, you know, OCD, so they should come out pretty well. So given that, if he made one, we would be able to export that to you guys and get it up and running?
Of course, 100%. Yeah, if you have a reel or videos, the more the better as far as having those advertising platforms and having them with the content, right? So we're going to, yeah, gather that information. You could, we'll send it over. We have it send it over to us like in a text or email, whatever works easier or better for you. So we could get that uploaded to your advertising, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So what's next?
Good. Yeah. Next thing we'll do here, I'm just going to create the profile. Just finish verifying the info here, and then we'll send over the welcome email. You also have access to a login for a dashboard that allows you to track. But for you, what's the best email address, Travis, to send over everything in writing?
Let me pull it up. Are you able to send it to both? Okay, well, I mean, you don't have to send it to both, but I am going to want, I'm going to want multiple people on all of this. Like, I need it sent to me, and I need it sent to Harley.
I can send it to multiple emails. Yeah, of course. Not a problem.
Okay, mine is going to be Travis Ramos Trees. @gmail.com.
Okay. You got it. Awesome. And then what secondary email would you want me to send it to?
Let me look it up.
Mm-hmm. Problem.
I basically manage the job sites for him as well. So, that's why I'm constantly having to send messages. All right, it's Harley, H-A-R-L-E-Y, S-A-Y-S,
okay.
F as in Frank, T as in Thomas, F as in Frank,
okay.
@gmail.com.
Got it. I'm just going to repeat it back so I have it correct here. So I have Harley, H-A-R-L-E-Y, and then I have S-A-Y-S-F-T-F, as in Frank, @gmail.com.
That was S-A-Y-S, Sam, Alpha, U, Sam, says, Harley says.
Yeah, Harley says, correct.
Yeah, F-T-F.
Harley says, F-T-F, F as in Frank, right? Not S, but F.
Yep, correct.
Gotcha. Got it. Thank you. Awesome. And was there another email, or was that just two of them that you wanted?
Those two are good.
Okay. Awesome. And then
I'm not really technologically savvy. I'm a very good people person. I manage the job sites for Fish. I'm just not technologically savvy, so she's the one that does a lot of this stuff. I sit down and watch to learn, but she's able to know what windows to open and what buttons to click a lot faster than me.
Sounds good. I'll put to here that awesome. We'll send it to both of you guys. And, yeah, we make it nice and easy for you. You don't really have to be in front of a computer or anything like that. It's basically just general information over the phone that we need. So,
yeah.
So no worries. And then just to organize the campaign on our end, what is your last name, Travis?
B as in boy, L, O, D, G as in go, E as in echo, T as in tango, T as in tango, B, L, O, D, G, E, T, T.
Got it. Thank you, sir. Very nice. As far as the business hours and how you want it displayed on that first page, what hours are you open for the service calls?
24 hours a day.
Nice. Is it 7 days a week or six or five
yep.
days out of the week?
7 days a week.
Nice. And then once you're done with the job, clients, how can they pay you? Are you accepting check and cash? Do you accept Zelle, MasterCard, Visa?
Yeah, all. We accept Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, check, cash, debit card, credit card. Debit card and credit card is our least preference because there's a 3.5% card processing fee, but.
Okay. No problem. Awesome. And if you ever want to change anything, maybe you have an ad for Veterans Day or switching over content like photos or videos, or maybe just targeting a different area or a bigger mile radius, any adjustments with the advertising, the campaign, it's always included for free. Just for future reference
okay.
whenever you need to.
All right.
Awesome. And what
so
else
that's
here
like,
is I'm
going to... you mean like changing the ads? Like if we have a winter storm or a tornado comes through and we want to put out a damage... we're trying to... Lately, as we've been trying to get this ad ready, we've been contemplating making another one for storm cleanup because it's storm season coming in. So that's basically
sure.
what you're saying. If we wanted to... update one of those ads, we want to shut one down that's not working real good and we want to add a storm cleanup one. That's acceptable.
Oh yes, 100% it is. Yeah, a lot of people have different promotions that they run or credits. So yeah, just let us know. We'll go ahead and make the adjustments live on the phone with you as far as changing your advertising when you need to. Mm-hmm.
How long does that take? Like
once
when we notify you that we want to change something?
Yeah, once it's changed, it's changed. It's usually done right on the phone just to make sure it's done correctly. And it shouldn't take no more than a couple minutes to get that change uploaded onto your ads. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but what if we don't have an ad? What if we were calling and saying, hey, you know, we've got storms coming in next week. We want to create an ad to have ready to start running if these storms get bad. What does that look like for a time frame? How much notice do we need to give you guys that we want to create an ad with your assistance?
Yeah, good question. It wouldn't be necessarily an ad. Or we might change the content on the ad. It's just one ad that you're running, right? But, yeah, any adjustments or changes would be done there when you call. And then we'll just change the keyword and services that we're targeting you. So you'll target the specific keyword that you want as far as whatever season. But you'll still be programmed for your regular keywords as far as tree services. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but as far as the Facebook ads that are, like, basically a reel, right?
Right.
So there's, for instance, the one that we were doing before was, it's a picture of Fish grinding a stump, and it says, hi, I'm Fisher, and I started my tree service company in Oklahoma because I wanted to make tree service affordable, blah, 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 blah. And it goes on through
nice.
Like a 20-second ad with clips running of us cutting down trees and grinding stumps and loading the trailer. So you guys are able to help create those Facebook ads, right?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, Yeah, that's exactly what we're going to do, is take those reels, the videos, and upload them onto an ad. So it shows up automatically as far as targeting areas. If you ever want to change, you know, change the content, it's usually done within a couple hours or minutes there. Once we kind of gather the content, we talk to you, we see what you want as far as the ad. And, yeah, typically within about a 24-hour turnaround time as far as having that live and active, just because it has to go through revision.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, great question. Very nice. And, yeah, what I'll do here is I'm going to go ahead and apply the credit, lock in that pricing at $249. Also, since we have you in at a reduced rate, we'll read off a voice verification. This part just outlines everything, that it's a month-to-month service. It's fully cancelable at any time. You get the platinum package. And it's just another added protection for you as well. Okay, Travis?
Yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you, sir. I'm going to apply the credit here. Perfect. And to secure your campaign for the $249, what would you like to use? A Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay. And name
and,
on the
and just to verify one more time, and just to verify one more time, in the event that you guys get an ad up and we're not getting the response that we want and we cancel, everything that you guys have created for us is ours.
That is correct. Yes, of course, you would have to be the one investing into your Facebook ad budget now. But the content, the clicks, the reviews on Google, the Google listing itself stays with you. So 100% you leave with that Google listing and presence.
Good.
Yeah.
All right, you ready for a number?
Yes, sir, I'm ready when you are. Go ahead.
Let me check the bank account and make sure that she sent it.
Sure.
But you can start punching it in. It's 4314.
Okay.
0600.
Okay.
0847. 2786.
2786.
Expiration
is.
Mm-hmm. Yep. 0128.
And the security code on the back of the card?
637.
37. Perfect. And then what is the billing address for the Visa card?
37 Northeast 67th Street, 67, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, 73105.
Got it. Perfect. Awesome. And I'll give you some minutes, a couple minutes there to kind of check your financing just to make sure everything is good.
We're good.
Awesome. Awesome. And then I'm going to go ahead and send this off to the Department of Finance so they can process the payment. Typically within about 1 to 2 minutes, you'll receive a welcome text and a welcome email with everything in writing, everything we're including. I'm actually going to stay on the line just to make sure the messages are corresponding, just kind of open up your terms and kind of walk you through them with you. And I'm going to read off the voice verification here. Again, this just outlines everything we're including, the updated pricing. And let me go ahead and grab the paper here for you, Travis. Give me 1 second. Perfect. So it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash. And it's just an added protection for you. Mm-hmm. So it states, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Ramos Lawn and Tree.
Thank you. Now, please state your name and title within the business.
Travis Blodgett, Marketing Director.
Thank you, Travis. This is, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Thank you. It says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. And as an increase in visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So do you agree to be responsive to emails and phone calls from Local Splash?
Okay, I don't understand the part there where you're saying I may receive phone calls from other people.
Yeah, good question. Yeah, I could explain it. Yeah, and that rarely happens. We just have to state that as stay Google compliant. But since we're advertising on platforms, not just Google, Facebook, you get Yahoo, Apple Maps, Bing Maps, these companies might call you to kind of offer their service or their listings. So if they ever do, just discontinue the call or just give us a call. That way you're not paying for two services you already have. But that rarely happens. So kind of explaining that. Thank you. And the second part is similar to what I just explained, but it's just more related to like the Facebook and Google. So it just says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. So it's the basic same thing. If they say, hey, we want to put you on Google, we want to manage the Facebook, optimize you on Alexa, if you hear things that sound similar, again, just call us just to make sure you're not paying for two things you already have, okay?
All right. I mean, just full transparency, I'm probably still going to give this other guy this $100 that I'm talking to tonight to get my geolocating fixed on the ads, unless that's something that you have somebody that can do that today.
Oh, yeah. No, 100%. If you want to kind of go through them to kind of get that fixed and live, that's totally up to you. Again, we're just going to be the ones managing, maintaining, and running the ads from here on out. Once we log on as the managers to the advertising. Mm-hmm.
And when do you guys log on as the manager?
When we finish up the client interview. So during that client interview, we're going to be kind of walking, through the steps of adding us to the manager to the listings. The geotargeting section, I'll check availability now, based on obviously an available slot and whatever time best fits your schedule. But that's also included with our package as far as the geotargeting. Everything that has to do with the Facebook is what we manage and maintain and fix. So if you want to kind of let them go or whatever it is you want to do, it's bundled in already with our marketing package.
Well, yeah, I mean, if I can get somebody tonight to sit down with her, I don't know if I'll be back in time, but she's the one that deals with all that. And we had an appointment with him at, I think, 5 or 5:30. If you were able to do that, then that would be phenomenal.
Yeah, we do have, looks like we have an open slot here. Looks like the first one is actually here at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. But I do have later times. I believe the latest is at 5 o'clock, in between 5 and 6, if that works for you.
Yeah, let's do that. 5:30 would be, well, are you talking California time?
Oh, no, Central Standard Time. It'll be 5, Central Standard.
I was getting excited. Yeah, we'll go with 5 o'clock. She may be a little bit late, but that won't be an issue.
No, not at all. Not at all. As long as we get one of you guys on the phone, that's totally fine. We're also going to add her as a co-owner and manager to the marketing package also. So she has full access to it. So awesome.
Yeah.
So today between 5 and 6, we block out an hour just in case of any questions or anything that we need to answer. But I mean, they're about a 45 minute phone call, so it shouldn't take up too much of your time. But it's a pretty crucial and important step as far as getting as a manager, making sure everything is live and active for you guys, okay?
Yeah.
Awesome. And then last part here, it says, for your payment and initial term, an account setup will be charged on today's date, which is April 10th, 2025, and the discounted price at just $249. This will be a recurring payment when the term is completed. Agreement would automatically renew each month, same date as 10th, same price, just $249. Now, you may discontinue or cancel your program at any time by contacting client support. All we ask, Travis, is just give us a call 3 days before the next billing is due if you ever wish to discontinue or pause the advertising in the future. So,
How do I contact client support?
Oh, yeah. It'll be our direct phone line. I sent over my number and extension, so it's always an 877-635 number. And you'll get it right now probably in about 2 seconds, or you probably already got it with our customer support welcome text.
Okay. Yeah, I've been getting a lot of texts from you guys.
Nice. Awesome. So that's a direct line there. So you could always contact us if you have any questions, any changes, or if you ever need to pause. So. Awesome. I want to be the first one to welcome you aboard here to the Local Splash family. Yeah, I know it's going to be a phenomenal marketing campaign, so absolutely welcome to the team.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah, I had something stuck in my throat there for a second. Man, that throat got really dry there.
I missed it.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, it was like really staticky. But welcome. I'm going to put also Harley's name on Vlawa, just to make sure that, you know, she has access to it. And that is your daughter's name, right? It's just to make sure I have it right, or?
Oh, girlfriend.
Oh, your girlfriend. Okay, awesome. Awesome.
She calls me daddy.
Nice. That's nice.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And then, awesome. And then did you want to put her last name on file? Is it just the same last name as yours to kind of have it all, or what's your last name?
Larkin, L-A-R-K-I-N.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. And, perfect. We'll have her name as a, like a co-owner, main owner to the, to marketing. So if she calls in, she could also make
yep.
changes. And,
yep.
We're also going to have a security question. So as you start growing as a business, maybe you have a secretary or a Harley calls in or a partner and they want to make a change. We're always going to ask the security question just to make sure that it's an authorized user to make the change to the advertising. It's also an added protection for you because we always ask the security question if we ever call. But as far as the options, we have the city you're born in, your first pet's name, or your mother's maiden name. Which one would you
first
want to use
name.
For the advertising? Okay. Awesome. And what was your first pet's name?
Little Ripples.
Little Ripples. Nice. Little Ripples. Awesome. Yeah, so just in case someone calls in or anything like that, just make sure that that's the answer to the security question. That way they're authorized
yep.
to make any changes to the ads, okay?
Uh-huh.
Awesome. And then I do want to make sure here, I know you said you got a couple text messages from us, but let me know if you see one that has your name and it's just using Local Splash with a copy of your invoice to your email. And I'll have a link where it says click here to view your terms. And I'll send over a fresh, yeah, because there's three of them, so I'll send over the one that you actually click on that has the link. Let me go ahead and send that
okay.
to you. You'll get a brand new message here in about 2 seconds. And, yeah, once you get that, let me know. Just want to make sure here. And then it'll just say, Travis, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Local Splash, welcome. Travis, thank you for choosing us.
Awesome. Yeah, and then, yeah, it says, please click here. It says, we sent a copy of your invoice to your email. Please click here to view the terms. And if you open up that terms page, it'll take you to everything in writing, everything we're including, the pricing. But let me know if you're opening it up. I could kind of walk you through it.
Yeah, it's open.
All right, so you guys can see Local Splash Terms of Experience. And you can see the services, you can see the locked-in pricing. It also asks you to confirm and just kind of check off a couple check marks as far as if you're an authorized holder, if you agree to SMS messages from us. Let me know if you see that section and it has your name or it asks you to confirm and sign. I just want to just make sure, I did spell your first and last name correct, right? I'm not sure if you're there in that section.
No, I'm way back up with click here for the terms and conditions.
Oh, you haven't clicked through to it?
I'm on the terms and conditions now.
Oh, you are. Perfect. Awesome. So let me know if you see there, it should be at the bottom where it has sign here and it has your name in bright orange.
Yeah, I'm still reading. I'm that
yeah,
guy that's going to read every word of it.
Yeah, take your time, 100%. I just want to make sure that your first and last name is spelled correct. But yeah, when you get a chance, you can kind of confirm, you can lock, sign that. And what it does, it just locks in the discounted price, and that's just an added protection for you as well, okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, other than that, you're pretty much all squared away. Just be responsive here today at 5. It'll be me and the technician that'll call you guys. Would it be better to call Harley's phone number for the client interview, or would this number work best for
yep.
you guys?
Yeah, Harley's.
Okay,
Harley's.
Awesome. And what is Harley's number?
I'll look it up.
I'm sorry?
918.
Okay.
541.
Okay.
3256.
3256. Okay, awesome. So 918-541-3256.
Yeah.
Excellent. We'll put it here as the number to call out here at 5. So it'll be her number that we're directly contacting, okay?
Yep.
Awesome. Awesome. I'm also going to send an example of the dashboard. It's one of my favorite tools. We also have a downloadable app where you can kind of access your dashboard. But yeah, were there any questions or anything I could answer for you?
Are we able to manage everything from the app?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, that's why it's there. You can make changes. You can upload photos. Monitor reviews and generate reviews. So it's a really nice up-to-date app and dashboard. So, yes, sir, you can.
Mm-hmm. All right, it says Google Business Profile Access. If you have ordered this service from us, the following section will apply. Have we ordered that section, that service from you?
Google Business Profile Access?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yep. That's exactly what we're going to do is have access to your profile and then search engine optimize. Mm-hmm.
So we'll be provided the management access?
Exactly. Yeah, we'll be added as the manager, but it's still your own Google listing. So, yeah.
Well, then it says the client may request ownership of the Google Business Profile at any time through email, chat, or phone.
Oh, yes. Yeah, no, we're not owners of it at all. They're just saying if you ever need to, like, say you need your credentials or you need to have access, you could tell them, hey, I want the ownership, I want the credentials so I have access to it at any time whenever you would like. Mm-hmm.
Hold on 1 minute.
Yeah.
You heard?
Yes, I'm here, Travis. Yep.
All right. All right.
Awesome.
You
get a lot of you get a lot of calls all through the day, huh? Jeez.
Well, because today we've got a lot of small projects going on, so I've got two project managers that are looking for direction and customers that are trying to milk us and.
Oh. Gotcha. Yeah, no worries. But I just sent over also an invite to the phone call here at 5 o'clock. So you probably get a calendar invite so you can add it to your Gmail. And other than that, I sent it to Harley also, and then she also just I forwarded all the messages as far as the emails to her also. Okay.
Directory submissions. If you have ordered the service from us, the following section will apply. Did we do directory submissions? Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook.
Yes. Yes, sir. That is included.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're putting us back on Yelp?
If you want it. Yeah, if you don't want Yelp, we could take it out or not put it out at all. But if
we're already on Yelp, and it's kind of annoying me because anytime I try to do reviews on my Facebook page, it's one of the things I'm going to need to talk to your tech team about, is when people go to my website and go to leave a review, it ends up taking them to fucking Yelp.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no, we could remove it or kind of discontinue it if that's something that you want. It's all optional as far as the directories you want to be listed on. We'll actually do the research on where people are searching. You know, obviously Google, Facebook is majority of where the clicks go. But like Bing Maps, Yahoo, Apple Maps for the iPhone users are also considered pretty popular directories. So if there's any of those that you don't want, we'll walk you through all of them. And you could say, hey, you know what, I don't want the Yelp, I'm good, but I want everything else. We'll just disinclude anything that you don't want as far as the sites and your advertising.
Okay, website support, hosting, and maintenance.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't apply to you.
It doesn't?
Yeah. No, sir. Yeah, because we're you already have a site, so we're just linking and advertising your page. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And delivery dates.
Mm-hmm.
That's for the website.
Delivery dates, is that towards the bottom right above where it says payment?
No, it's right below website support, hosting, and maintenance.
Oh, yeah, then that would be
the website, right?
That's for the website, yes, sir. Correct.
The company directs only one domain to the company's server for the client's website. As a convenience, the company can provide an IP address which additional domains may be directed. Okay, we only need one anyway, right?
Yeah. You're not. That doesn't apply because we're not creating a site. So I was just saying, if you had a domain or an IP, we'll use the one that you own, and then we'll just add our content as far as the template for that domain name. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that doesn't apply with you because we're gonna advertise the site you have. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Facebook business page access.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting that, right?
That's correct. Yeah, that Facebook ads also integrated with the package, correct?
When the client provides Facebook access for their existing Facebook business page to the company, the client maintains ownership of the Facebook business page and has the right to revoke the access given to the company at any time. When the company creates a Facebook business page on behalf of the client will be provided full control via Facebook access to Facebook. Client may request ownership of Facebook, but we already own it, right?
Correct. Yep. You already have a Facebook.
Offboarding terms, the company will only provide ownership access to the client whose information matches what the company has on file. And that's the information we're giving you right now, right?
That's correct.
Information does not match the company. Facebook ads. If you have ordered this service from us, the following section will apply. Facebook ads allows you to target the right audience, generate leads, and grow your online sales. The Facebook ads will be completed within 2 to 3 weeks after granting the company access to your Facebook business page. Our services include the following. Reach more customers, custom dynamic ads that convert build brand awareness, retargeting ads for increased conversions, detailed analytics and reporting. Okay, so reach more customers, custom dynamic ads that convert. So that's custom making ads for us, right?
That's correct.
The custom dynamic ads that convert.
Exactly. So, yeah, it's us doing the ads, looking at the, you know, impressions, you know, what people are clicking on, what's converting. So you have the analytical legwork that we do as far as creating that ad profile. Mm-hmm.
So this is saying it's $99 to offboard and that we don't get, this is saying the campaign is not transferable. The company will turn off all Facebook ad campaigns.
If you cancel, that makes sense because you're not paying, you're not investing into ads if you cancel. So we wouldn't run the ads anymore or anything like that. So that's why it's saying that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I activate mine.
The ads, you'll be the one managing them and running them if you ever cancel our service. And so is the Facebook profile is still yours, as you can see up top. But as far as us investing into the ads or anything like that, that'll be you. You're the one that's going to be running the advertising.
Yeah, but it said the campaign is not transferable. But the client provided with... Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
But the client may be provided with all ad copy, targeting age groups, language, interest, scheduling associated with the client's Facebook ad campaign to create their own campaign. The cost for this offboarding service is $99.
That's correct. Yeah, you could leave with the ad, how we created it, how it's maintained and managed. Everything you see there for $99 if you want to leave with the content. It's because it's us doing the legwork and writing the advertising. So, yeah, there is a cost to leave with that information. So it's just $99 if you want to leave with your ads and how they're written. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and if we take those ads and we try to republish them on Facebook, are they republishable, or is it going to say you are not authorized?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, that's as long as you pay that $99, it's yours to use and run as long as you want.
Are we doing Google ads?
No, Google ads, yeah. There's a bigger package for Google ads. It's just $4.49 if you want the Google ads. Mm-hmm.
What about the Google Guarantee?
Google Guarantee, that is the lead service with Google, so that's a completely different package.
And how much is that?
I can kind of get you pricing on that, just depending on the search term and keyword in your area. What that is, does require about 30 to 40 days to get it live and verified, so it just takes a little bit longer. But to be honest, they are pretty expensive as far as the services, and it's not always available as far as for your area. And that's like a flat rate lead budget that we're going to apply for you. But I can kind of get you
it's
the details on
my area because we were going to do it through this other guy that I just canceled the conference call tonight with. Now, he was
kind of
$50. But
$50?
He was basically going to manage the Google Guarantee for us if we paid the $50 Google Guarantee fee.
Oh, wow. No, that's our pricing is a lot more because what we do is we're going to invest money into the leads up front. So it guarantees you 13 leads for that month with that budget that we're investing. But I'm going to kind of get you that bottom line price here. But does what cover is like a small management fee since we're kind of managing and maintaining everything. So let me go ahead and see here. And go ahead and grab. And then the area that you're covering is the area you provided for me, right? That's
73105. Within 40-mile radius of that.
Okay. 73119, right, you said?
Sorry?
You said 73119? Is that what you said?
That might work, but no, 73105.
Oh, 73, okay, the 67th Street address. Okay, awesome. Let me go ahead and submit here. Just going to kind of pluck away some numbers. And just make sure here. And usually with that programming, I believe we charge $250 as far as the application, just to get the application ready. But let me go ahead and give you an exact price here. So it's $250, but with the leads, just typing it in here. Give me 1 second. Monthly budget.
I'm paying for the leads, right?
It'll be 13 leads that you'll pay for with this programming.
At what, $30 a lead?
Yeah, it'll be about $38 a lead, correct? So it'll be at $505 for 13 guaranteed leads with that programming.
$505?
$505, correct.
On top of the $250 setup fee?
On top of the $250, yeah. So you'll pay the $250 to set it up. Takes about 40 to 60 days. And then once everything is live and verified, then you pay the $505 to guarantee the 13 leads in that month.
All right. If everything goes well this summer, then we might do that in the fall after the, when the leads start drying up.
Yeah, 100%. It's always an option to upgrade. Even if you want to do the Google Ad Package, which is the bigger program, that's definitely, it's also included if you want to upgrade. It's just $200 more, so you just pay the difference if you want that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if 2 months from now I decide to, we had another crew and I want to bump it up, then we can, or if we want to diversify, because that would do Facebook ads and Google ads.
Oh, that's just the Google Ad Package. So that's just $449 for just the Google ads. So, yeah, we do offer packages
so,
that.
So we would give up. We'd give up the Facebook ads.
Yeah, that's not included. But people usually do once they're running the Facebook ads and they want to go into that Google Ad Package. We always kind of customize it, so we could always, you know, have you charge for the $449 to get the Google ads, and then we'll just add a $99 budget or a $200 budget onto a Facebook ad package. So it'll just be $6.49 or $5.49 depending on how much you want to put into your ads. So everything is customizable with our packages.
Or at that point, I could pay the $99 fee to take the Facebook back, do that myself if I'm comfortable with it, and then do the Google ads for you guys?
That's correct. That's always an option also. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So what else do you need from me? Are we about done?
Yeah, we're pretty much squared away. Just be responsive here this afternoon. I'll put it here that we're calling Harley's number to finish up that client interview. She's also put on file, so if she's not there or you're not there, I mean, one of you guys could kind of just take that call and kind of finish everything up, okay?
Yeah, she'll be answering, and especially if we don't have to – with the other guy, we were going to have to use the laptop to give him access – to the website in order to go in and fix the geolocating. Are they going to be able to help with the geolocating, you said, after that call?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's included. That's included with the program. If it's a Facebook profile, the Facebook ads, that's what we're in charge of now. So we'll figure out the geolocating, figure out how we can fix that to get it current, and then we'll start also kind of going over the ads, going over the content on the business profile that you have, just to make sure we're representing you properly across the internet.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and if we have a problem or an issue with Facebook ads, do you guys have a contact number or somebody like that? Because they just charged me like $300. So the ads got shut off, right, when we tried to fix them. Didn't work. So I went in, and there was a third ad that we had not hit the button that killed the first two. And I went in and turned that one back on yesterday at 2:30. You know, 3 o'clock, I saw the ad. Now, the problem that we're having, the problem we're having was we plugged in all the zip codes that we wanted ads in, but she couldn't figure out how to list the states that we wanted excluded. So when she looked and saw where the ads were going, we had 4 in Minnesota, 3 in Florida, 1 in New Hampshire. There was only 1 in Oklahoma. Even though that's where we put that we wanted all the ads to go. So that was our trouble, was figuring out how to eliminate the outside, basically to create a geofence. They can walk her through that. They don't need her to be on the laptop so they can access the account.
Oh, no, no, not at all. Yeah, as long as she has access to her phone. Yeah, if she has access to through her phone, that's all we need, as long as she, there's internet somewhere. But, yeah, if it makes it easier, if you guys want to be in front of a computer, it's totally up to you, but it's not, like, a requirement. It's all pretty
okay, she probably will be, so if that's needed. Are you guys able to remote access our account?
We couldn't remote access it, but we'll walk you through the steps on how to have us manager and how to lock us in as far as going into fixing the listing. We couldn't kind of go into your computer and kind of move the mouse around. It'll be just kind of like step by step as we walk you guys through what we need to do or what we need to get done to get it
done. All right. Just sometimes that's tough because you're saying, what does the screen look like? And then she's trying to describe the screen. And, well, it's blue. It says this. It says, okay, does it say that? No, it doesn't say that anywhere. Okay, well, what else does it say? Oh, it says this, it says this. Okay, do you see this? Nope, I don't see that. You know what I mean? That's what I was asking.
Yeah, no, we would walk you through the steps, and we have a pretty good concept as far as how customer support verifies and gets us added on us to managers. We've been doing it for quite a while, so we kind of send over the text messages. You guys are opening it up together with us. It'll be just a few messages. It wouldn't be like you're overwhelmed. And even if you guys later on, like if tonight you guys are done with the client interview and say, hey, we want to, let me add some more photos. Let me send some over. You could always send them over and it'll go straight to your account as far as the revision team. And then they'll call you and kind of ask you how you want these photos placed. So, it's pretty easy. It's not meant to stress you guys or kind of go through a lot of loopholes. We make it nice and seamless as far as walking you through the steps.
Are there additional charges for services, like when we need support?
No, never. Absolutely not. It's always included with the marketing. You have our direct customer support line and also my extension. So we're more than happy to help you with anything you need. Mm-hmm. Travis? Travis, can you hear me? Travis?
Andy?
Hello?
Yes, I'm here. I thought I lost you guys for a second.
No,
you were
we were talking.
You'd actually be available when?
Well, I should be home about 4:30. I have to pick Connor up at, but he's only like a mile from the house.
At what, 4 o'clock?
Yeah, I have to pick him up at 4 o'clock. He's literally just right across the highway.
Well, here's the other thing, babe, is they can do it all on the phone. They said they don't need and can't remote access the account.
Well, I've got to put him into the Facebook if they're going to do that.
Yeah, he said that they.
So they're not going to go on. They're not going to go on the Facebook and do anything. That's just they're going to tell me what to do the whole time.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah, and it's up to you if you want to be in front of a computer. It does make it easier, but I was just mentioning it's not a requirement if you guys are kind
of You can't do any of that stuff on, like, the stuff that I need to do for the ads. You can't do any of that stuff on a phone. You have to do it from the...
whatever you prefer. So, yeah.
No, I mean, it's a little weird. That's kind of a red flag. Did you already pay them?
Yep.
Well...
Yeah, not at all. Okay. Not at all. What I'm saying is that you guys will get it in an email form as far as, you know, what
Right, but you're not, you don't want access to the account to
We do,
to do
we do. We're going to have access to it, but we're going to walk you through the steps on how to add us to the manager to the account.
Oh, I know how to add you to the manager.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, that's what we'll walk you through, and then we'll have access to fix it, maintain it. We're also going to fix also the geo targeting. I know you said you had a problem with
Can we do it around 4:30? Can I have a pack of Marlboro Light 100?
4:30. I believe we do have. I think that spot is pretty full as far as that time. But the earliest is between 5 and 6.
That'll work. Do you guys take food stamps? Do you guys take food stamps?
No.
Oh, never mind. I didn't even need the food stamp card unlocked.
I do have your. I have your number also. Is it? I did verify, but I just want to make sure. 918-541-3256. That's the best number for you, right, Harley?
Right.
Okay. Awesome.
Because I got them calling you.
Okay.
Perfect. We'll get that all squared away. And, other than that, if you guys have any questions, I did send over a welcome email to your email also, Harley. And then Travis has the same exact emails. I'm going to just forward a couple messages to you through text message, Harley, once I disconnect. So you get the same messages that Travis has on his phone, okay?
Okay. All right, perfect. Anything you send to him, you should send to me, too.
That's what I told him. And your email is the Harley Says FDF.
No, do the one that's Serbologic.
Okay. Can you change the email? The second
one? Yes, sir. Yeah, of course. Yeah, I did send it to that first one. But, yeah, what's the second
that's
email?
That's fine. It's just the other one I don't get a lot of shit to, and the other one gets tons of crap. It's Sir, like S-I-R, Blodgett, B-L-O-D-G-E-T-T, @gmail.com.
Okay.
Come on, we got to drop that.
Again, where's that?
It's my last. It's Sir and
your
my last name.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. @gmail.com.
Yes.
You got it. Okay, I'll send it over to that one. And, other than that, I mean, I want to thank you guys for giving us an opportunity to kind of help and brand for you guys. I know it's going to be a phenomenal campaign working with us. But, welcome to the team. And definitely we'll get you guys on board here this afternoon. It'll be me and the technician that'll call you here, Harley, to finish everything off this afternoon with you, okay?
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, you too. You guys too. You guys have a wonderful day. We'll talk to you in a few hours.
Okay, all right,
thanks.
Bye.
Right.
You got it.